This is Radio Superior 1958. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1958.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studio and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. It's your old buddy, daddy buddy, Tim Michaels here on a bearskin rug, rocking your world on a radioactive Wednesday, October 1st, 1958. Denny Anderson has the 6 o'clock news. Tom Hansen is pinch hitting for Cool Kell. The Braves are in another World Series. Teachers in Ashland are in a cold war fight for the minds of you cats and kittens. And hang on to your wazoo. We have a new spaz thing called the Hula Hoop. Machine Gun Kelly will begin to demonstrate, like helping you clear the hurdles of hooping.
I hear several school districts are already banning it.
I love doing banned things. Denny's 6 o'clock news has a spread by Superior Clothing, the place to get real gun threads, like sports shirts for $1.99, loafers for $4.99, Superior Clothing at 1202 Tower Avenue in Superior. Time for you, Big D.A.
Well, a year after the Little Rock Nine, Governor Faubus says integrated schools won't reopen. The National Space and Aeronautics Administration begins operation today, and a northern Wisconsin man turns 109. We begin our world report from Washington.
This is Jack Bell, Associated Press. President Eisenhower called on all Americans to comply with the Supreme Court school integration rulings today. Eisenhower sounded the call to both public officials and private citizens alike at a news conference. He was asked whether Arkansas and Virginia should reopen their schools on an integrated basis without being forced by the federal government. The president pulled out a prepared statement. Quoting him, "The Supreme Court, in its opinion, rendered Monday, once again has spoken with unanimity on equality of opportunity for education in the nation's public schools. It is incumbent upon all Americans to recognize their duty of complying with the rulings of the highest court in the land. Any other course would be fraught with grave consequences to our nation," end quote. Meanwhile, in Arkansas, the Little Rock Private School Corporation unveiled a plan today to operate the high schools as private, segregated institutions using public contributions in money and buildings. Corporation President Dr. T.J. Rainey made the announcement at a news conference. Quoting Rainey, "We ask that any person or group who owns an available building which might be used for classroom purposes call at our office," unquote. Rainey then named President Eisenhower as one of those who is leading the nation to destruction. In Washington, this is Jack Bell, AP.
From Little Rock, Arkansas, this is Bill Corchaz. Governor Orvil Faubus, defying the mandate of the U.S. Supreme Court, says he will never open the public schools as integrated. He has considered what the federal government might do if he reopened the high schools, still refusing entrance to Negroes. Quoting Faubus, "The only recourse the federal government would have would be to send in marshals and the army to forcibly eject teachers and students," end quote. It was Faubus' first comment since last Monday when the Supreme Court said that evasive schemes to preserve segregation cannot be permitted. Hours later, two U.S. Circuit Court judges in Omaha nullified the lease signed by a private corporation with the Little Rock School Board, taking over the buildings and facilities for private segregated schools. Mr. Faubus says he will assist private groups, both white and Negro, to set up and operate segregated schools. Meanwhile, Arkansas Attorney General Bruce Bennett aired plans for an all-out campaign against the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. He blamed the organization for the South's racial problems. An NAACP official promptly charged the planned attack was a spectacular effort by Arkansas politicians to divert attention from their failure to solve the school integration dilemma here. Bennett unveiled a 6-point plan for hampering activities of the NAACP. He has asked congressional delegations of 14 southern states to join in what he terms a Southern Plan for Peace. NAACP's Arkansas Field Secretary Clarence Law says the plan would shock decent, freedom-loving citizens everywhere. Law contends the state's political leaders selected the NAACP as the whipping boy because they're mad at the U.S. Supreme Court. in Little Rock. This is Bill Cortez, United Press International.
This is Duke Skorich at Cape Canaveral. The United States Civilian Space Program began today. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration Space Exploration Program was created by Congress, signed into law by President Eisenhower in July. With the first anniversary of Russia's launching of Sputnik coming up on Saturday, Mr. Eisenhower paid tribute to the Soviet scientists who made the launching possible. But he also noted that in the last year, the United States has placed 4 satellites in orbit. He stressed that in the case of this country, the motive is primarily scientific achievement as part of the International Geophysical Year. NASA, as it's being called, will lead efforts in the space race with the Soviet Union. NASA is charged to find out if man can survive in space, and if so, how to get to the moon and beyond. Next year, NASA will pick the first American astronauts in the Mercury project. It is expected that all will be jet fighter pilots who will eventually go into space in the early 1960s. NASA replaces the U.S. National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. That was founded in 1915 to promote research in flight. NASA absorbs all of its 8,000 employees and $100 million budget, as well as 3 laboratories and 2 test facilities. NASA's stated mission is to reach new heights and reveal the unknown, so what we do and learn will benefit all mankind. At Cape Canaveral, this is Duke Skorich.
The United Auto Workers and Chrysler Corporation today announced agreement on a contract. Chrysler workers now average $2.33 an hour. After reaching the settlement, UAW President Walter Reuther left for General Motors to take command of UAW talks at GM, which faces a strike deadline of 10 a.m. Thursday. President Eisenhower announced today that the nuclear submarine Seawolf has been submerged 54 days and is going strong. The previous record for underwater travel is 51 days. The hunt for an Alcatraz convict went on today as the odds mounted that he either drowned in tide-swept San Francisco Bay or had become the first prisoner to escape from Alcatraz. Through the night, guards combed the rocky caves of the island prison shoreline and flushed them out with tear gas bombs, but there is no sign of 28-year-old Missouri gunman Aaron Burgett. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Superior Clothing.
Hey, if you like to save, 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 the place to go is Superior Clothing, where they have got some tremendous buys for you, like sweaters, 100% Orlon V-neck washable. They come in colors like light blue, gray, tan, peacock, black, charcoal, regularly $5.95, now $3.99. Sleeveless, only $2.99. Or bulk knit crew sweaters, $4.99. Bulk knit 100% Orlon, $5.99. Cashmere wool V-neck, $6.99. Turtlenecks, $1.59. Dress slacks, wash and wear, flat pockets, polished cottons, regularly $4.95, now only $3.99. Or wash and wear rayon flannels, gray and charcoal, $4.99. Or you can get the black loafers for only $4.99. Whoa, I tell you about the savings. It's the place to go, Superior Clothing. You can use your convenient lay-by plan, shop Thursday nights till 9. Superior Clothing. They're located at 1202 Tower Avenue in Superior. Denny?
The Survival Plan office in Superior City Hall has been closed upon completion of the Superior Target Area Survival Plan, which is now being printed in Milwaukee. Federal Civil Defense Administration local planner Colonel Clarence Erickson says the work is done here for the nuclear attack scenario. Henry Knudsen and Roland Amundsen have shown the sign that the Superior Memorial Fundraising Drive has hit the $1 million figure. Knudsen is chairman of the hospital board. Amundsen is the campaign director. The campaign will continue until another $200,000 are raised to make it a debt-free hospital. Now that the cranberry harvest is in full swing, Siren's oldest settler, John Taylor, celebrates his 109th birthday. A Chippewa Indian, he resides with his daughter and son-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. George Winters, east of Siren Village in northern Wisconsin. The family says they never did know the exact day of Grandpa's birth because no record exists. Taylor still enjoys short walks around his home. He is very keen of intellect. He can remember when this part of the country was all virgin forest, and he worked with loggers floating logs down the rivers to mills. He was born near Clear Lake, south of Siren, one of a family of 14 children. He has one sister and two brothers still living.
Wait. So if there's no record, how do they know he's 109?
He looks 109. That's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
Boy, I'd like to make the scene of that cat's birthday party, especially when they give him his birthday spanking. I just had a visual. Now the weatherman's crystal ball for this Wednesday, October 1st, 1958. Snow! Wait, let me get my peepers on for that. S-N-O-W. That's the word from the weather bird. Chilly temps brought the first flakes to the Twin Ports area yesterday and this morning. A low reading for the night of 26, almost even the all-time record of 24 set in 1947. There's been a bunch of fall seasons even colder than this, but the Bureau says this is early. This just ain't normal, and teacher says don't say ain't. So it'll be partly clear tonight, a low of 32, sunny and warmer tomorrow with a toasty 50 degrees. From the cream of the crop, from the top of the pops, from the stack at the back of the wax, it's the Book of Love from the Monotones on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
I wonder who wrote the Book of Love. I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of love. Find out why it's true. Wonder who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you never gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give it just one more chance. Oh, I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Baby, I love you, yes I do. When it says to win this book of love, are you the one that's true?
Who wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says to lover, love with all your heart. Chapter 2 you tell her, you never gonna part. In chapter 3 remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance. Oh, I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Baby, I love you, yes I do. And it says so in the book of love, are you the one that's true?
Wonder who wrote the book of love. I wonder who,
yeah,
who wrote the book of love.
Yeah. The Monotones and Book of Love on Kickin' KUWS. Lead singer Charles Patrick was listening to a Pepsodent commercial, and that's how he got his jets going in this big 1958 chartbuster. Hey, cats, kittens, campers, and all you principals out there who think I should be in jail, here's the hottest kick that'll drive everyone wild, and you can get it at Kresge's in Superior. The Whirl-O-Hoop is the newest sensation. Swing and sway, run and play, jive and fun for old and young, so, yeah, even school principals can do the hula hoop. Join the thousands across the nation who are going wild the feather-light way. Whirl-O-Hoop is amazing because it develops muscle coordination, something every principal needs. Whether you spin it, roll it, or throw it, you're going to have a gas. It's a full 36 inches in diameter, which means it's too small for Denny.
Matter of fact, that would be a tight fit.
So hurry, get yours now at Kresge's for only 98 cents. Oh, it's a great night to hula-hoop with Doolawop. Hear the elegance and Little Star on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Where are you, little star?
Little star, how I wonder where you are. Wish I may, wish I may.
From Apt Records, The Elegance and Little Star on our KUWS Hula Hoop WAP show. I know Cool Cal knows how to hula hoop. How about you, Tom Hansen?
Easy. But Cal's been banned, you know, in that sports box at Municipal Stadium. He got into a hula hoop competition with the Telegram Stan May. And before we knew it, spittoons, even typewriters were flying. Guys were ducking. Few windows were even taken out.
Must have been a boring game.
Central's been bowling over everyone, so it was a good way to pass the time. Bruce Bennett, Marsh Nelson were so wild, the refs down on the field, believe it or not, stopped the game until they quit. And it's probably best. Bob Junker was next.
Kooky, Tom Hansen sitting in for the band Cool Kale.
Well, thanks, Timmy. It's a clubhouse tribute to manager Fred Haney's shrewd direction of today's opening World Series game. Warren Spahn said he won it just as much as any of the players did. It was the skipper's game all the way. The Milwaukee Braves beat the New York Yankees 4-3 in 10 innings. Spahn gained credit for the thrilling triumph. Billy Bruton drove in the winning run. Big Joe Adcock ignited the winning rally with a hit into center. And Del Crandall kept the rally alive with a two-out single over second base. But Fred Haney was in there, masterminding all the way. There were at least five times when Haney had to make a critical decision. He made the right one each and every time. Warren Spahn's extra inning pitching chore was his first since beating the Bronx Bombers in the fourth game of the 57 series. Spahn didn't go more than nine in any of his 36 starts this season. And then there was a fireballer, Ryan Dern. Dern is about the fastest thing on the mound these days. And the Braves probably will be seeing his lightning as the World Series goes on. True, the strapping 29-year-old right-hander yielded a hit by Bill Bruton in the 10th inning that gave the Braves a 4-3 opening win. But until the product of Cazenovia, Wisconsin replaced Whitey Ford in the 8th, the game had not reached the crest of excitement. After Hank Aaron's sharp double to right signaled the end of Ford and brought on the bespectacled Duran, the game, in many respects, had moseyed all along in routine fashion. Ryan fanned five Braves in 2 2/3 innings and left tongues wagging about his speed. He did the job he was sent in to do. With Eddie Matthews on third and Aaron on second, Duran comes in and fans Adcock. Then Wes Covington flies long to center to score Matthews and to tie it. Then Duran strikes out Del Crandall. And in football, Central's high-powered offense will lead the Vikings onto the field Friday night when the Purple and White invades Ashland for its first road contest of the season. The Vikings will be gunning for their 15th consecutive victory over three seasons and their fifth this year. Central isn't expected to have too much trouble downing the Ore Dockers, but Central coach Marv Crawley says all of their opponents have been up for his club and anything can happen. Central's success can be laid mainly on the offense, led by halfbacks Gene Johnson and Don Van Bibber. Central has scored 137 points in four games and has rolled to an average 400 yards a game. This is Tom Hansen. Keep smiling, Northland.
And may your hula-hooping days be long and fruity. The Commies are after our kids' gray matter or something like that up next. But first, we'll charge up our cylinders with Richie Valens' twin spin. Here's Old Donna on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Old Donna, old Donna, old Donna.
Listening to a KUWS Twin Spin with Richie Valens. Here's La Bamba.
Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero, yo soy marinero, yo soy marinero.
Delphi Records, 17-year-old Richie Valens and a KUWS twin spin, O'Donna and La Bamba. Now, that was one tricky twin spin since they're both on side A and side B of the 45. My fingers are killing me.
Now we're fortunate to have with us Encyclopedia Britannica Films President Maurice Mitchell. He was the keynote speaker at the North Wisconsin Lake Superior Education Association this morning in Ashland.
Indeed. Thank you for sharing your airwaves time on this topic of vital importance in this Sputnik race for young minds.
You told teachers there that they are in a cold war for the minds of the human race?
Indeed, and that it is their challenge to make news of damnation good rather than bad.
How can damnation be good, and can he say it, damnation?
Behind the Iron Curtain, brain power is being organized with the aim of world control. In 1917, Russia was 65% illiterate. Today, they're engaged in a 10-year crash program in education so terrific that Atomic Energy Commission Chairman Louis Strauss has declared that no American boy or girl can find a public school in the United States the equal of the Russian routine. The Soviet program calls for 5 years of physics beginning in the sixth grade, chemistry 4 years, biology 3 years, foreign languages 6 years. The 32-story University of Moscow has 2,000 laboratory classrooms and 1,900 professors. Department heads receive the equivalent of $40,000 a year and belong to the Soviet elite. Russia is dedicated to manufacture brain power for world control.
But as Tim alluded to, how can there be the good news of damnation?
Now, Denny gets to say it.
Indeed. Man never digs into himself for the answer until he feels the hot breath of Hades on his neck. It is the challenge to the teachers to make this news of damnation good rather than bad.
Three damnations and two Hades make a full house.
There is no law yet that restricts scientific devices to the free world. They defy description. That is what faces us, and some experts feel that we have lost this race already. The revolution in technology is here. It has engulfed us, and there is no road back to the farm. Americans must see to it that the funds poured into education are not wasted. Our principles must not be destroyed. The answers must come from you, the teachers. Indeed, hold your heads high as experts. Never has society turned back from the sacrifice of war, even a cold war. Our country must understand this problem and take the means to solve it. Then, the news of damnation will be good news.
Encyclopedia Britannica Films President Maurice Mitchell.
You know, that's part of my Ten Commandments. Stay in school, cats and kittens, and make a damnation difference.
Indeed.
The science of hula hoops is next. The Rooskies can't touch us on that one. Click your tongue to the cordettes. Here's Lollipop on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. Let's start looking right now.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, lollipop,
boom, boom, boom.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh,
boom, boom, boom.
Call my baby lollipop, tell you why. It's sweeter than an apple pie. Now when he does the shaky rock and dance, man, I haven't got a chance. I call him lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, 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 oh, lollipop, 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 oh, lollipop. Sweeter than candy. Huckleberry, cherry, or lollipop. If you had a choice, you'd be your pick. But the lollipop is mine. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, 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 oh, lollipop, lollipop,
boom, boom, boom.
Crazy way you thrill me. Tell you why. Just like the lightning from the sky.
Lollipop,
lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop, lollip
A Lollipop. Last year's big hit on the 1957 hit parade from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, the Cordettes and Lollipop on KUWS. Let's go to Central Park in Superior where the hoops are spinning and Machine Gun Kelly is wiggin'. What's buzzing, cousin?
Hey, these cats and kittens are real gone. I mean, this is a real scream. Cheryl Potter and her sis Mary Lou are giving a demo that's unreal. How do you do it, Sherry?
You've got to do it or you're square gun.
Uh-oh. Gun's coolometer could get creamed.
Don't be shy. Just let it happen, Gun. Look at little Sif here. To be precise, there is physics behind a hoop. You can tell that to Mr. Mitchell and the Soviets, too. What is involved is the conservation of angular momentum, something that should certainly be conserved by all and sundry.
Sister Mary Lou talks funny.
And Jet's never cool off. She gets all A's in junior high. It is merely necessary to exert a small but carefully regulated impulse from the pelvic region, the product of force times time, by allowing hypersensitive sacroiliac to impinge on a small portion of the interior periphery of a short section of the hoop. The impulse, applied with some discretion, which Elvis Presley does not do, serves to produce a change in the angular momentum of the hoop. So there is a small vertical component of this momentum opposing the force of gravity, which acts uniformly over the plane of the hoop. Then the resulting horizontal motion will be maintained with rare uniformity to the amazement of all beholders, like Tommy here, who thinks I'm cute.
Boy, do I ever!
They simply don't realize that the whole deal is just as easy as falling off a log.
Hey, I can do that!
In fact, I've done that many times.
Give it a try, Mr. Gunn.
I don't know. I'll do it, but nobody better watch.
Like this.
Like this?
No, your momentum isn't opposing gravity. Wow, that guy's stiff.
Oh, I think I'm getting it. Getting dizzy, though.
Oh, wow. Time to cut out cats and kittens. Tune in tonight on WDSM-TV for Wagon Train. The Price is Right, and I've got a secret. We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and the damnations, Soviet, and hula hoops don't get us.
I think I got it. My hypersensitive sacroiliac is impinging on a small portion of the interior periphery of a short section of my hoop. See you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile, for Denny Anderson and the gang, this is Tim Michaels, Rockin' Your World.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1958, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Duke Skorich, Danielle Kading, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1958 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow. Thanks for listening.
Oh, bye.
Hi, Danny.
Hello.
Hello.
I would be curly.
Thank you, Danny. Perfect.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Have fun, guys.
You too.
Bye.